With SRN News, I'm Jason Weichert. Palestinians fleeing from areas of Gaza being targeted by the Israeli military ahead of an expected land offensive 1 week after Hamas' bloody attack in Israel. An Israeli army spokesman accuses Hamas of trying to use civilians as human shields and issued a new appeal to Gaza residents to move south. Hamas, meanwhile, calling on its people to stay in their homes. Well, former Missouri Republican Senator Jim Talent says President Biden did send a clear message to other terrorist groups not to attack, but he acted too late.
He's warning them off that. That's a good thing to do. If his administration had been stronger in dealing with Iran, it's possible that Iran wouldn't have greenlit this thing in the first place.
Also at SRNnews.com, ethical concerns casting a shadow over President Biden as he seeks re-election.
The concerns come amid investigations into Biden's son Hunter and a presidential impeachment inquiry. A poll shows 35% of U.S. adults believe the Democratic president himself has done something illegal. 33% say they think the president behaved unethically but not illegally. 30% say Joe Biden did nothing wrong. The poll was conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Bob Agner reporting.
A judge turning down a request by parents to leave jail and attend the sentencing of their son, a Michigan school shooter. Ethan Crumbly killed four students at Oxford High in 2021. James and Jennifer Crumbly in jail awaiting trial on involuntary manslaughter charges. Their 17-year-old son could be sentenced to life. Prosecutors are opposed to having the Crumbly parents in court, saying it would be a distraction. This is SRN News. In Ohio, black faith leaders are fighting abortion.
Next month, voters in the state will consider a measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution, and more than 100 African-American clergymen and community leaders are urging residents to say no. In a public letter, the pro-life advocates point out that, quote, the black community has been the target of the abortion industry for decades. This is a matter of life or death. Statistics show black babies are aborted at a higher rate than any others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern releasing a new report on persecution of Christians in India. ICC says the rise of anti-conversion laws in India make it illegal to convert or attempt to convert members of another faith. Even just talking about heaven or offering snacks after a church service run afoul of the laws in India. This is SRN News. The U.S. military planning to begin draining fuel from World War II-era underground fuel tanks in Hawaii.
Work to drain the 104 million gallons remaining in the tanks is scheduled to begin Monday and comes nearly 2 years after the facility sickened 6,000 people when it leaked jet fuel into a Pearl Harbor drinking water well. Removing the fuel is a key step towards shutting down the Red Hill bulk fuel storage facility as demanded by the state. The November 2021 spill poisoned the Navy's water system that serves 93,000 people in and around Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Quite a show today for millions of Americans. A rare ring of fire eclipse as the sun made its way across the state. Unlike during a total solar eclipse, the moon doesn't completely cover the sun during a so-called ring of fire eclipse. More details at srnnews.com.